Amar Kampanajar refuses to return money from care leaders, again. By Joel B. Polak on October 20, 2018. Democrat Amar Kampanajar is refusing, again, to return donations from leading members of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR. As Breitbart News has noted, in 2007-08, CAIR was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of CAIR with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled CAIR a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Moreover, CAIR also provided legal assistance to the family of the San Bernardino terrorists in 2015, a husband and wife who murdered 14 people and wounded 22 at a Christmas party. A CAIR spokesman blamed the attack, in part, on U.S. foreign policy. Recently, the Islamist Money and Politics, IMIP, project, part of Daniel Pipes's Middle East Forum, identified Kampanajar as the number 5 recipient of Islamist money in the 2017-08 election cycle, thanks to nearly $9,000 in campaign contributions from senior members of CAIR. On Friday, the San Diego Union-Tribune reported, in an article defending Kampanajar, that he had received even more, $17,300, from board members of CAIR. Kampanajar told the Union Tribune that he is still refusing to return the funds. He also denies that there is any CAIR money. "I reject the premise," he said. "There is no CAIR money," he said, adding that it comes from hard-working doctors and lawyers and others. "Why would I give back American money that's legal?" The Union Tribune cites the far-left, George Soros-funded organization J Street in Kampanajar's defense, falsely referring to J Street as a pro-Israeli group in noting that J Street does not consider CAIR to be extremist. J Street opposes the Israeli government to such an extreme extent that Israel's ambassador to the U.S. refuses to meet with it. J Street often takes anti-Israel positions in lobbying Congress, such as promoting the Goldstone Report, which falsely accused Israel of war crimes in Operation Cast Lead, a war to stop Hamas rockets in 2008-09. There is no sense in which J Street's position can be taken seriously as a reflection of pro-Israeli opinion. In addition to receiving money from CAIR leaders, the Kampanajar campaign has also donated to CAIR. It also received a $250 donation from a Palestinian ambassador, which the campaign likewise refuses to return. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.